Torah Weil El Shishi, 10th of October, Ori Lezayin Cheshvan, Hilchas Shabbos.
Okay, Shalom Avracha, everybody. Very special to see you all. The topic that I'd like to speak about tonight, B'siyata Dishmaya, in our Hilchas Shabbos slot, is one of the Dvarim Ha'im Din Berumei Shel Olam, one of the most important topics in Hilchas Shabbos, to speak about something, a very, very important pinnacle of our Yiddishkeit, and that, of course, can only be Cholent. Very, very important. Some halachas relating to cholent, that's what I'd like to speak about tonight. It came as a result of somebody asking me, am I allowed to put my salad next to my cholent? Yeah, is there any problem of bishul, of cooking, if I have some coleslaw, if I have some salad next to the cholent? And there are interesting halachas over here regarding putting salt on it, pepper on it, whether you can put pickles on your shalmi kugel, and whether you can put ketchup on your cholent, all these different halachas. So, in order to explain what's going on, we start with the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos Daf Mem Beis, where it says, "Ha'ilfas v'akadera she'avir me'reischin lo yitzin l'seichon tavlin, aval noisin l'seicha kor l'seicha tamchoy." And here we have a very important principle in Hilchas Shabbos, which is that if you have these types of pots which are used to cook food in, even if these pots which were used to cook food, a cholent pot, a soup pot, a kli rishon, even if it's been taken off the fire, it's no longer, it doesn't have a heat source underneath it anymore, there's no blech, there's no fire, it's already been taken off, still, it has the capability to cook. That's the power of a kli rishon. Whereas, once something from a kli rishon has been poured into a kli sheni, so now, Tosfos says in Masechta Shabbos that this cools down, Daf Mem Amud Beis, that the fact that it's put into a kli sheni, the walls of the kli sheni cool down the contents, and therefore you'd be allowed to put something, certain things, into a kli sheni, which is no longer, obviously it's not on the fire anymore, something's been put from the soup pot into a tureen, or into a bowl. That's now a kli sheni. Here we have this important principle that a kli rishon is still cooking, and a kli sheni is not cooking. Fine. There's a very important machlokes when it comes to something called a dovar gush. A dovar gush means a solid item, and that could be a piece of meat, a piece of chicken, it could be a potato in your cholent. This is a solid item. Now, what's the machlokes over here? So the Marshal and the Darkei Moshe brought in the Shach Yerodea Kuf Heches, they say, they have the following machlokes. Normally, when something's put into a kli sheni, why does it cool down? Because this soup, let's say, is touching the walls, and therefore the temperature is being brought down. If you have a solid item that's on top of a plate, you don't have the power of the walls to cool this down. So if you have a potato, a hot potato, a hot piece of kugel, and it's on a plate, do we say that as long as it's still Yad Soleil Espo, do we say that it's still like a kli rishon? It's still powerful, you're still not allowed to cook with it? Or do we say, no, Lamaisa, it is no longer in the pot that it was used to when it was cooked. Now it's on a plate. Maybe it's good enough that it's being cooled down just because the bottom of it is on the plate. And here we have this machlekes concerning a dovar gush, this solid item, whether it's like a kli rishon or whether it's like a kli sheni. So this has some important ramifications. The in Aruchas Shabbos, in Perek Rishon, Sif Samach, it says that you're allowed to put salt on top of your dovar gush. You're allowed to put salt on top of your cholent. Why? Because even if you're going to say that it is like a kli rishon, even if you're going to go with the Marashal and you say it is like a kli rishon that's been removed from the fire. So salt has already been boiled before. In the process of creating normal table salt, it's already been boiled before. So therefore, your salt you can definitely put on top of your cholent, even if your cholent is still piping hot. What about pepper? So pepper has never been cooked before. Uncooked spices are things which, if you'd put them on a dovar gush, we're worried, we're choshish for the Marashal, and we're worried that maybe this is going to be considered cooking it. And therefore, we would not be allowed to put pepper on top of our dovar gush. Now, what about a salad? If you're having your cholent, you're having your chicken, and you've got some coleslaw, you've got some salad on the plate next to it, what's going to be the halacha over here? So do we say that if it touches it, we're worried, well, this salad hasn't been cooked before. And so therefore, when it comes into contact with your piping hot piece of potato kugel, so it's going to now, you're now cooking the salad. Is that a problem or is it not a problem? So there are many poskim in the Sefer Ma'ariv Shabbos Chelek Aleph, Rav Vozna, Rav Elyoshiv, and even Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, the guy of the Yerushalayim, they said that it is a problem, and you have to be choshish for this, and you should not put your salad touching your cholent. They say because otherwise there's a chashash that maybe you're going to be cooking it. Are there any? Is there any room for leniency? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he has a number of letters about this, and he says that it's absolutely fine. He says there's nothing to worry about at all. Why is that? He says, even if you're going to say, firstly, this whole idea that a dov or a gush, that this solid item is still considered like a kli rishon. Number one, remember that's a machlokes. Remember we saw that that the Darkei Moshe is makel anyway and doesn't consider a dov or a gush, this solid item, to be something which is still like a kli rishon. Additionally, there's no way that you're interested in having boiled salads. That's the last thing on your mind. Nobody likes boiled salad, this like soggy, warm salad. Nobody's interested in warm salads. So certainly this is something which is loy nichole, he's not interested in. You can argue that this is makalkal. This isn't taking something to a higher state of being, it's taking it to a lower state of being. If it's makalkal, that's another reason to say that it's okay. It's kala achariyad. You're doing it in an unusual way. It's not like you're actually applying something to the top of your dov or gush. It just happens to be you're putting it next to it on a plate in a mischaven. So therefore, for all of these reasons, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach comes out and says that it is acceptable to put them next to each other. So we have a machloika sacharonim over here, whether such a thing is allowed or not. I remember when I was in yeshiva, in the Mir yeshiva, I remember one Shabbos morning, I was davening one of the shtibelach nearby, and they had Yerushalmi bar mitzvah. And when you have Yerushalmi bar mitzvah, there was no like major hall, and there was no massive catering. A Yerushalmi bar mitzvah, what's a Yerushalmi bar mitzvah? The Zaydis come from both sides. Couple of the cousins, we had all the cousins that wouldn't fit into the shtibel. So a couple of the cousins come, and they have Yerushalmi kugel. And on top of the Yerushalmi kugel, what do they have? What is that? What couple does it wear? The Yerushalmi kugel, the couple it wears is always a pickle. And the poskim say that this idea of having your pickle on top of your Yerushalmi kugel, so really this is exactly the same issue over here. So those that do have their pickle on top of the Yerushalmi kugel, what they're really saying is that their tradition is that if you have a dov or a gush, even though you have something on top of it, which is something which you would argue is prone to bishul, and therefore you think that could be a problem, clearly over here, the Masorah would be to follow this shitta, which is Mekel, the shitta which Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach speaks about, why such a thing should be allowed. One final point over here, what about ketchup on your cholent? So there's a discussion about this as well. Now, ketchup is a liquid condiment. If you need ketchup on your cholent, maybe it's an indictment against the Rebbe, I'm not sure. But let's say you want ketchup on your cholent. So what's the status of ketchup? Ketchup is something which is a dov or lach. It's a liquid. It's a liquid that was boiled before. In the process of making it, it was boiled before. Now, it's machlokes rishonim. If you have a liquid which is cooled down, is that considered as though it's back to square one? Or do we say that it's like it's already been cooked? And we normally paskin that once a liquid is cooled down, you're not allowed to reheat that liquid on Shabbos. Also to reheat that liquid on Shabbos. But remember, that's a machlokes. And Dovar Gush is also a machlekes, is Marashan, is Darkei Moshe. So for that reason, the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, Erechayim, Chelek Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet, so he wants to say that because you have a number of machlekes in over here, it would be permissible to put your ketchup, if you so desire, on top of your cholent. Of course, the maskon of all these things, L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh, what Yidden will do to be machmir over here and making sure they have Einik Shabbos, and that's why this is something which is very, very Nogeala Alocha Shailas in almost every Shabbos table all over the world. I have now pleasure in introducing Yidid Nafshi, Rav Meir Rappaport, the Rav of the Beis HaMedrash, the Shul Imre Shefe in Golders Green, very close chav. We're very, very excited. Rav Meir has agreed to share some Divrei Torah on the Parasha with us this evening. Parshas Lech Lecha.